Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. We're talking about the VFW with Janelle Milich, John Strahan, and Chris Thompson, specifically the Story County VFW. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Meet Nevada HealthLink, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance. Where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada HealthLink. Our plans are made for your plans.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Chris Thompson. He is a retired Army colonel. It is a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Nice to be here.
So what I want to talk about just for a few minutes here, because we're taping this just after the takedown of President Maduro and his wife. And the thing I wanted to talk about was not the politics of this, but the incredible performance of our military, going back apparently to August, September, October time for the beginning of the planning. How did it strike you?
It was the operation itself struck me as amazing. And I view this operation as a full level of difficulty harder than the bin Laden takedown.
Really?
Absolutely. Because you had the military oriented on defending Maduro. There were signals being sent that an attack, a snatch was going to be made, or an attack of some sort was going to be made. Who knows, missiles. I mean, a lot of talk out there about that the U.S. was going to go after Venezuela. And he had foreign bodyguards in his household complex.
These were Cubans.
The Cubans. And so with all that air defense and all the military at his disposal and foreign bodyguards in the house, in the complex where he was, to pull that off to me was simply amazing.
And of course, not the first time that we've done something extraordinary. As you said, the bin Laden situation, what happened in Iraq with the nuclear facilities. We are really good at taking out countries' defenses if we need to.
Well, it was amazing. I think the thing that sticks out to me the most is there was a video showing the helicopters going in, and they were stagger left, which means that they were two by two, but staggered. And on each side, as the helicopters were going in, you could see the missile strikes going in. And to time that across services with the Navy, with the Air Force, with the helicopters, and they had attack ships in there with the helicopters, was extraordinary. And people think, well, they were planning this since November. That's not a very long time to plan something like this. And what it just really showed off the U.S. military in its very best.
I think it, to me at least, it also said, you know, because so much of what we discuss in this country, in the news media at least, tends to be political. And people don't really understand that whatever president it is, Republican, Democrat, no matter what, they only have so much ability. It is a huge multi-million person organization in terms of government. And so this was the military doing what the military does. This was not a president supervising the details of this. This is where, to my mind, the president does the sign off on what is going to occur, and then the military takes over. And this was just such a precision operation. I mean, if you saw 150 ships in your region, wouldn't you think twice?
Well, you would. And I mean, the big thing is the message this sends to everybody else down there.
No kidding. Around the world, not just there.
But, I mean, the hard thing is, it's hard enough getting one artillery battery to shoot rounds or one airstrike to come in with two aircraft to come in on time. But to have all those missiles and all those aircraft and all those helicopters come in with such just perfect timing is still quite amazing.
Well, the practice sessions from reading coverage in the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times, Maduro was going to several different locations to stay, but they had built one, and that was what they practiced on, and they had to wait until he was going to that location. Right. That in itself was just amazing.
Well, and again, people, you know, they always talk about, well, he was snatched out of his compound or whatever. But his compound was essentially a military base.
Right, right.
And he had military all around the city there. And all the air defense and all the guards and all the security forces that he had to get in there is and get out without casualties, without right. losing a single aircraft is, again, quite amazing.
Or a single person.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that in itself was remarkable. I think this sends lots of messages out there, and we're going to decipher those over the coming months and probably years. But I mean, as far as the American military is concerned, this was a huge thumbs up and shows that when you're spending $1 trillion a year on your military and you need something done.
Well, it is, and people also, I think an important point is, this has been a long time coming. The Special Operations Combatant Command and all the combatant command systems, I mean, we have to hearken back to our Vietnam veteran generation. They put a lot of this organizational stuff in place in terms of upgrading the combatant command positions, having Special Operations Command with units that are assigned to them, like the Rangers, 75th Rangers, the SEALs, which did not take part in this, as far as I know, but it was the Rangers and Delta. But this command structure and this footing that we have where people are ready to do things like this without making it a one-off operation like we did sometimes in Vietnam or World War II. You know, you gotta take your hat off to the folks that put this in place decades ago.
And one last thing, the secrecy.
Yes.
You know, I remember talking to Senator Reid years ago about, aliens coming to the planet. And I asked him about, you know, whether the Congress knew details that weren't revealed. And he said, Congress can't keep a secret.
Yes, yes.
Yep. So no, the answer was no on that. And the fact that this was done in just perfection from a military perspective, my hat's off to him. And I thank you for sharing
thank
that
you,
with
sir.
Me.
Thank
let's take a break. We'll come back. I'm going to have a couple of other people join you. We've got a totally different topic
Great.
To talk
okay.
about. We'll be right back.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table, is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games, it's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to continue our conversation with Chris Thompson, but we're changing his role here. He is now here as a lifetime member of the VFW. We also have Janelle Millich, who is commander of the Evans Kendall Post 8071 in Virginia City, and John Strahan, who's chair of the Post Building Committee. So let's start out, if we may, with each of your backgrounds in the military so people know who you are and what you've done. And we're talking about the VFW. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Sam. My background, I was in the Army Reserve for almost 16 years. My qualifying service for the VFW, I was deployed to Kuwait in Operation Iraqi Freedom. So I did a little over a year there.
What were you doing there?
I was in maintenance, so I worked in the motor pool.
Pretty hot there.
Yes. My temperature was never really regulated after being there for so long, so it was very hot.
We had an opportunity to take a film crew and tape on an aircraft carrier. And when I found out what the temperatures were, my enthusiasm suddenly waned very quickly.
Yes. Sometimes I tell people what the temperature was when we're there, and they don't believe that it really gets that hot, but it does.
Okay, the hottest that you recall?
I think around 130, but maybe because it was just directly in the sun, but it was really hot. We were wearing sweatpants and gloves and stuff when it was about 87 degrees because it was so cold at night sometimes, so it was very hot.
Oh, man. Okay. John?
So I've got, career that stretched over 38 years in the Army. Combination of active duty, reserve service, National Guard, and then again back to active duty.
Where'd you serve?
I've served in Bosnia in the peacekeeping back in the 90s. Two tours in Iraq, and my last tour was in Afghanistan in 2014. As an infantry officer, embedded with the Afghan forces as a combat advisor.
And how was that?
Very interesting, rewarding, frustrating at times. And when I say my career lasted 38 years, so I watched the military through many different phases and had many different assignments, and was fortunate enough to work with many great people and outstanding young men and women in our country. The last tour in Afghanistan, a tour to end your career on, that was it. I mean, I got to work with the Afghan forces, the Afghan people, as well as my soldiers that were outstanding young Americans.
That was an amazing project. And I don't want to get into the politics of all that, but an amazing project. Chris, you know, we had you on as a retired colonel, but what's your connection to the VFW?
So
and explain what the VFW is, by the way, for those younger folks who may not be aware?
I'll defer to our commander.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of veterans groups out there, DAV and others, American Legion, but to be qualified for the VFW, you actually have to be a combat veteran. So there's a very small number of veterans in the population who have served, and there's an even smaller number of combat veterans, and even smaller number of female combat veterans. So it's a really special group to be part of.
All right, so Chris, talk about what's going on. Well, first of all, your own personal involvement with VFW, and in particular in Story County.
So I've served in Operation Desert Storm, which is qualifying conflict for the veterans of foreign wars. And I got involved with these through John Strahan, who is a great recruiter. And they had a big event, a fundraiser, with some country western singers, some events going on in Virginia City. And as a combat veteran, I went up there to just check it out. It was great, well organized, and so I decided to become a lifetime member. It's a great organization. What people need to realize more about this, I think, from these two, but the VFW is more than just, you know, a bunch of guys that get together at a bar for cheap drinks these days. These days, it's more about veterans services, helping other veterans, keeping other veterans alive, helping them, you know, that's why veterans meet. Is it's easy to relate to a fellow veteran than it is to a member of the public. And so that's what really, this is a very special group of people at this VFW post, and I'm honored to be a member.
What are the greatest needs for the members of the VFW?
I think in general, we have different people there for different reasons. We have people that want to be involved in the community. We have people that want to help or need help getting their benefits applied for and approved. But there are people who need to come in and have a drink and be around, you know, like-minded people that understand maybe where you came from. So we have a lot of different reasons somebody would want to be in the VFW. Sometimes you just do need a drink. They're not cheap anymore, but so we offer that too. But we have such a unique community in Virginia City and Story County. So you get to a lot of events, and it's a lot of fun. Just be around each other.
You know, John, it was interesting. For many years, I got to go to the Fallon Naval Air Station and to see people who had served in the Navy and I knew in their regular life, and then to see them at the Naval Air Station with their comrades, it was like they were two completely different people. Can you explain that briefly?
Absolutely. And that kind of comes back to the VFW motto of serving veterans in the community, and no one knows and does more for veterans than the VFW, because as Janelle has explained, it's a camaraderie of people that have a shared experience. And as you mentioned, watching the sailors in Fallon, you know, in their duty and Navy position versus in their civilian. So it's almost a joke around veterans. We're okay around other veterans, but if you have to be warned before attending a family event or a social gathering with civilians, you might be a veteran. Okay.
All right, let's take a break and we'll come back and we'll talk about a project you guys are working on that's a pretty big deal. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation and a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
The new year is bringing new ways to win big during the $175,000 Winner Wonderland giveaways at Tamarack Casino. Win up to $5,000 in cash every week and a top prize of $20,000 in cash during the grand finale drawing. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Janelle Milich, John Strahan, and Chris Thompson, all members of the VFW. We've got a pretty big project going on in Story County. Tell us about it and what your needs are.
So we've been working on this project for a few years now. Our post actually services Virginia City, Dayton, the whole surrounding area. So we have a lot of veterans that need a place to go to get help with benefits, to be around each other, like you were talking about, for us to do fundraising and to help in the community. For many years, the Washoe Club has actually been nice enough to host us for our meetings, but we really don't have the space to do what we need to do. If we're going to be a well-rounded post, which we really want to be, there's a lot of things we can't do. One of our big parts of our organization is we are supposed to honor the memory of our dead and our fallen. And so we really don't have a place to do that. We don't really have a place to gather. And so that's what we're looking for. We want it to be a veterans community center where veterans can come. And like I was telling you about earlier, BC, Virginia City, we're such a unique community. We get veterans from all over the United States that come there for events, and we want somewhere they can go, feel safe, just have a drink or meet other, you know, veterans and VFW posts. So that's what we're working on now. And I have John Strahan in charge of that committee.
Yes.
So he does a lot of work.
Let's get to that. So what are you building?
Well, let me back up a little. VFW Post 8071 in Virginia City has been chartered since 1946. That's over 75 years of service to veterans in the community. In the last 5 years, we absorbed the Dayton, Silver Springs, Mound House, Northern Lyon County, as well as our service area for veterans in the community. So we're growing. Our post has roughly 200 members, the majority of whom do not live in Virginia City, but it's such an active post and such a rewarding experience for people to belong to that. They come from as far south as Gardnerville, as far north as Susanville, just to come to the VFW in Virginia City. So fast forward, since 1946, we've been unlanded, so to speak, ungrounded, meeting in people's homes, meeting in people's garages, meeting in the community center. And as Janelle's pointed out, for the last, I guess, 8 to 10 years now, the Washoe Club in Virginia City has given us their back room, which is marketed as the Millionaires Club back from the 1800s. And that's where we have our flag. That's where we hold our meetings. That's where we hold our events. Great, great hosts. But we've outgrown that, as well as when we look at the mission of serving veterans and the community, we've got specialists within our posts that do employment services counseling, veterans benefits, disability claims filings. You can't say, come to the bar and come meet a counselor and talk about your VA issues, okay? We need a place to do this. And like many other veterans post VFWs across the country, it's traditionally called a post home. You go to Fallon, Urington, Hawthorne, you'll see a cannon out in front of a small house and a flag and a VFW. That's a VFW post home. They're across the country. There's over 10,000 of them in the United States. So we need one in Virginia City. And how do we get there? Well, real estate is expensive. Construction is expensive. Buildings are expensive. Over the past 6 years since I've taken over this project, I'm proud to say the post has raised over $300,000 towards this project. We've also purchased a lot that we own free and clear on C Street in Virginia City. So right now we're weighing the options of, do we go with the building or do we buy something that's already in place. So we have some options. We've had great support from the community. One of the local architects, Todd Copenhaven here in Reno, he's donated all his time and services to design what would be a premier VFW hall. Not only a meeting space, but offices, equipment bays and storage to further our mission. And an additional part of this, when you think of a VFW hall, again, we talk about funny hats and cheap drinks and old guys talking about the wars. We're beyond that. We are providing services to the veterans and the communities. In the design and in the overall plan of this is going to be a veteran services officer with a full-time office in our facility to serve the needs of veterans and store in Lyon County and others in the area, that this is their only support and their only, I want to say, avenue to the VA from somebody that lives in Silver Springs doesn't want to go all the way to Reno, where we have a place that they're going to feel more comfortable in, somebody, a professional there to provide the services and make the referrals and necessary contacts for them. So it's beyond just a veterans post, a gathering. It's also a service center.
Okay, and I got to cut you off here because I want to give Chris the last word here. What do you need from the public? And you've got about 15 seconds to say
it. We need more donations. There's a GoFundMe page. They also have two major events during the year, a great golf tournament in Dayton and a gun dinner, a gun raffle dinner in South Reno. So when you see the request for sponsorship come out, please join as a sponsor.
Well, thank you all for your service. Thank you for what you're doing now for our veterans. We appreciate you.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House, the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Ring in the new year with newfound cash during the New Year Cash Extravaganza only at the Carson Valley Inn. Win up to $7,500 in giveaways every week. Then win big with $10,000 in cash and free play during the grand prize party January 31st. Start 2026 with a bang only at the Carson Valley Inn.
Check out our archives section on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Great interviews going back as far as 2002. Really worth watching. We'll see you on the next slide.